Da Bears.
What is up? The boys are back. Episode 107 of Da Bear Minimum Podcast. Guys, today is Tuesday, October 29th. Two more days of October. Almost November. I can't believe this. Join with the bestest friends in the whole world. Producer Jake is here.
Howdy.
Dale Dale is here.
Hey, everybody.
I'm Marco. Sammy Stats not with us this week. Got a little bit of a stomach bug. Missed the return. The return will have to wait for
Cheese
Sammy
and peas
Stats.
To the Sammy Stats family.
Shout outs to the memes department, though, for that.
Oh, doing great.
Gem of a reintroduction.
Of a allow us to reintroduce ourselves. We're back on. I want to let everybody know.
I want you to put the word out.
I'm back.
Guys, we're back. Again, we are Da Bear Minimum Podcast. We are, for those of you who don't know, since it's been a little bit, again, allow us to reintroduce ourselves.
Our names are Woe.
Da Bear Minimum Podcast. We are a Chicago Bears / Chicago sports podcast. Not only that, we talk about a little bit of everything else. We talk about some pop culture. We'll talk about some news, some funny things we've seen, what we're eating, what we're watching, what we're drinking. It's a good time. It's a great time. And I'm so stoked to be back with you guys. My boys, how the hell we doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. What did you guys do during our hiatus?
Yeah, it's been, if you could play that back here, the part of the last podcast where I said I'll be gone for 1 week.
Yep.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Yeah, so we're 8 weeks. 8 weeks and I'm back. Father of three now.
Congrats.
Last time, thank you very much. Cheers very much. Father of three, two-time sex haver.
Hey, also, congrats.
Look at that. How's that go?
Numbers aren't in your
favor.
What's
it like to have proof? Yeah. Like to that extent. To be able to prove that you've done it twice.
Guys, three babies is as crazy as you think three babies would be. Mm-hmm. Shout out my rock star wife. We welcome twins. They're going to be 2 months tomorrow. So, yeah, it's been 8 weeks since I've been back. So, twins is as crazy as I thought it was going to be. Not any more crazy, though, than I thought it was going to be.
Oh, so you set the bar correctly.
Correct. I don't think I got too overconfident here.
Mm, you set the line.
I knew it was going to be chaos. And you get to the end of every day, and the next thing you know, you're like, oh, it's the weekend.
Hey, yo.
It's the fucking weekend. You know what I live for, though, I will say? Like, and those of you with kids know what I'm saying. Like, I live for the hours from, like, 8 p.m. to, like, 11. 8 to 11 is me. Right, whether we're gonna watch a show, whether have ourselves a cocktail, we're gonna pop open a glass or a bottle of champagne. You get the whole. Yeah. Don't get me started. We'll get to producer Jake in a second.
Yeah, I know.
You just live for those couple hours, and it's just like, that's how it is. It's fantastic. So yeah, dude, life is good. Father of three. I can't believe I'm saying that. And I'm stoked to be back. I missed you guys. I missed you guys, listeners. Big shout out to you guys who messaged the pod, who hit us up directly. We posted that little, hey, we'll be back soon. And people seemed excited. So we're stoked to be back. Thanks for having us back. Jake.
Breaking news.
Beep, 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 beep. Oh, whoa. This is big.
Well, I mean, it's just more of a scoring update. I know everybody already knows what. Anthony Volpe just hit a grand slam to give the Yankees a lead.
That bet was plus 310 for a while, and I was staring at it.
310 on the home run?
Excuse me, 3,100. Excuse me, plus 3,100.
For a grand slam?
Yeah, for a granny in the playoffs. Or, excuse me, World Series. I was, man.
Speaking of can't hide money, producer Jake.
What's up?
What's up with you lately? Do you want to talk to us about this? Hello. This palatial ass studio estate that we're on? Does the security guard at the end of the... Of the drive up,
it's okay. It was pump the brakes.
I wouldn't say I felt accosted, but I did feel like they were doing their job.
He asked me where my mower was, which was nuts.
It took you guys.
Yeah, I have a.
To be fair, it took
you
4 hours to get here, so
it did take us a little while.
To be fair, I love that.
To clear security,
way to get ahead of the critique. Like, let's cut the legs off of it before it gets any. Let's jump in front of the fact that I left yesterday. Yeah.
We planned this 2 days ago. Our flight landed earlier today. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when that meme was sent, they were prepping to leave town.
Jake, what's new with you?
Moved into a new place in the last 2 months. Old farmhouse. Didn't buy it, so pumped the brakes. So yeah, I mean, that's it pretty much. Just moved. It's been good. Commute's longer, but overall, the amenities are nice.
Dope place. Dale, what about you?
So since we last recorded,
since you've been gone,
this is my one of my busiest times of the year.
Uh huh.
So I spent a week in Chicago, 5 days in Louisville, 2 days in San Diego, 2 days in Portland, 3 days in Nashville, 3 days in Houston, 2 days in Minneapolis, and I have not gone anywhere the last week. So. Luckily I'm through the most of that, so I'm super excited to be here.
Welcome home.
And yeah, it's been sick, but most of that's done, thankfully, so super excited to be back. And man, I'm just happy to see you guys. I've been gone for a wee bit.
It's the best to sit around and talk sports with your best friends. Mm-hmm. Is just fantastic. And you guys listening, the fact that you guys bring us in, and it really feels like you guys are here too, and we're talking to people who share in our angst, share in our sadness. They ride the roller coaster with us, so it's fantastic to be back. I'm so stoked to be doing this again with you guys.
All of those people and Jose.
And Jose. Shout out Chef Trev, intern Trev. Shout out Sean.
No. I meant all those people that ride with us and cheer with us. And Jose.
Oh, and Jose.
Yeah. But also shout out the unpaid interns.
Shout out the unpaid interns. Guys,
and cameraman Sean.
We got a lot to get into, right? We got a ton to get into. But speaking of Jose, good transition here, Dale.
Oh, there we go.
Not too rusty. Yeah. This is the part where we do some voicemails, right? So if you guys are looking to send us a voicemail, you can always email an audio file to dubbareminimum@gmail.com. Send an audio file directly to us. Call one of us. Leave it for us. Let us know it's coming. Stoked when you guys interact with us. So send something in if you guys want. This week we get a voicemail from Jose. And I told Jose, you got to be nice.
I have not heard this. I am concerned. I'm concerned.
I think in the subject line was Happy Monday when he said it.
So that, first off, I don't like your tone.
Wait, it wasn't. What does Nancy Pelosi say? I wish I could say it was a good day, but it certainly is not.
Sup, fellas? It's the unpaid intern here calling on this beautiful Monday, 70-degree afternoon, and just wanted to call and see how you guys are doing, you know? It's been a great season so far as a Packers fan, 6-2. You know, we had our up and downs.
Jordan
with,
was hurt.
With Jordan Love getting injured and Romeo Doubs getting suspended. Speaking of Romeo Doubs, you guys should have placed that bet. Fucking lock. We're already over halfway there for his over-under for total season yards for receiving. But yeah, it's been a very eventful season, and you guys have been, unfortunately, absent throughout the first half. I hope everything's going well in your guys' personal lives. But super, super excited to see you guys are back. I can't wait to hear you guys' recap on the Bears season so far. You know, the development with Caleb Williams, you know, you guys' insight on, you know, recent additions to the team like Keenan Allen, DeAndre Swift, and some of the other defensive guys you guys have added. I imagine you guys have added some guys on defense. And then, of course, you know, this beautiful Monday wouldn't be so beautiful without the Hail Mary that you guys got skull fucked on yesterday. I just got to say, I am an absolute pervert. And listening to Bears fans just moan and be depressed. Nothing gets me more amped and more excited and happy than hearing ESPN 1000 meatheads call for just the sky is falling type shit, you know? Everybody needs to be fired in Chicago. I was playing poker yesterday, and the amount of Caleb Williams sucks ass, like, comments that I was listening to, oh, just, wah! I feed into that shit. That shit makes me a happier person. But enough about me. Hope you guys are doing well mentally after seeing what happened there. I do have a question for the guys, and I'm not trying to be a dick, but it is a genuine question. As of right now, performance-based, okay, is Caleb Williams the third best rookie QB behind Jaden Daniels and then Bo Nix? Bo Nix is slinging the ball over there in Denver, and Denver's doing some really good things. So just want to get your guys' input. I think it's a fair question to ask right now, not long term, but like right now, if he's the third best QB. And yeah, go Pack, go. Peace.
Jose's a pervert.
Yeah, I would say so.
You have to use moan.
moan. So I've just been listening just to Bears so fans. I'm going to clip that. I'm going to clip that.
You're fine with when he said someone was getting skull fucked.
Yeah, we got skull fucked, though. I think that's an accurate representation of what happened to me on Sunday night.
I would agree. Dude, I was there. You.
We'll get into this.
Wait, what? Oh, I know. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
We'll get into it.
It's tough. It really is.
God damn it.
I know.
To answer, let's get into Jose's question. So the question is, do we think Caleb Williams is the third best rookie quarterback right now? To this point, it's hard to – obviously, Caleb's not number one. Jaden Daniels has done fantastic things, dude. And call it what you want. Those meatheads that are like – I don't know if you guys have heard the like talk behind the scenes of, oh, well, Jaden Daniels is running a very simplified offense and he's whatever, this and that. And Caleb Williams, they really like, you know, opened up the playbook and let him do everything. It's working. Mm-hmm. Like Jaden Daniels is winning. He's winning. Like he's getting better every single week. So I don't care how I don't care how you do it. Like if all that we care about is results, and on Sundays that dude balls. So Jaden Williams is one.
I don't even know if I necessarily. Well, I definitely wouldn't put Caleb behind Bo Nix. I mean, like if you're just looking at numbers, sure. But I can't stand people that say Caleb sucks because he doesn't. I've seen bad quarterbacks. I know what they look like. Caleb's not one. Like he's gonna have bad games. And so is Jaden Daniels. Like he in theory had a bad game. Like he didn't score a touchdown until the lucky Hail Mary. You know, the Bears stymied that offense completely. They only kicked field goals. So to say like he's not going to have bad games either is, you know, you can't say that. But Caleb doesn't suck. I love everything I see out of him in terms of, you know, standing in the pocket. Even when it's literally collapsing from every direction, being able to make moves on the run, still mustering up like some points when you're playing dog shit football, three quarters of dog shit football, still finds a way in the end to come back and score touchdowns. Previous Bears quarterbacks just don't do that. We fizzle out and we don't score any points that game. You know, that Hail Mary would never even mattered. So.
What I'd add to that, I think Jake is making the most important point, is that, he had a bad game. Let's fucking relax. To put something in perspective, this year Caleb's got, you know, 1,400 yards plus, 9 touchdowns and 5 interceptions.
It's good ratio.
Pat Mahomes has 1,600 yards, 8 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. Does Pat Mahomes suck?
No.
No, guys, fuck. First off, he's a rookie that's gotten better and better. He had a bad game in front of a home crowd that, personally, if I were a number one overall pick finally playing in front of my home audience where my family's there and I have so much support, it would give me jitters, too. I don't fault him. I don't think any – like, also, I'm going to take the meathead cap off. I don't think anyone thought we were winning the Super Bowl this year, mm-hmm. but still – like, guys, he had a bad game. He's gotten incrementally better. He made better reads. He had 2 game-winning drives.
Yeah, again,
he engineered.
Depending on how you look at it, it's not that bad of a game. Like,
no, not at all.
Because in the end, had he won, you'd have been like, had a bad game, still won. You know, still found a way.
I think this also goes back to, like, we've all been watching football now for a long, long time. And like Jake alluded to, we know what good quarterback play is. We know what bad quarterback play is. We also know when guys make special throws – when guys do things that you're like, huh, I don't see other people do that. Or, hey, I see Patrick Mahomes do that. I see, you know, I see Josh Allen do stuff like that. When you see Caleb Williams doing stuff like that, show me the ones that Bo Nix does that.
And making calls at the line.
Yeah.
Like being a quarterback, you know, go and hurry up, making calls at the line, adjusting plays. I love everything I see. If you think he sucks, you have a disease.
Oh, his ability to get to the next read yes. and actually evaluate. Now, there were definitely times during this past game where, again, he held on to the ball for a while. And after all the trauma we went through with Justin, it's, I think our fan base is very sensitive to the fact that our quarterback holds on to the ball for long periods of times at times. He's still learning this. He's still getting better at reading. It's going to get faster. It's going to get better. Yeah.
And he protected the ball, too.
Oh,
I mean,
they have a better offensive line than we do.
Oh, dude. I mean,
not close. The Broncos, comparatively to the Bears.
Caleb's not why we lost the game.
No.
Stop it.
My point is that he, too, bears blame. Do you objectively think that Caleb had a good game?
No, but I'm not saying that's not what I said. I said he's not why we lost. He's not why we won.
That statement is correct. He's not why we lost. If you were giving slices of the blame pie, if you're giving shares,
sure.
Like,
it's
more people are more deserving of the blame than I think Caleb is. Because you're not in that position if he doesn't
have...
Because
you had it won. It was one.
You're not in that position if he doesn't have the fourth quarter that he has. So
both of these things can be true at the same time.
I think if we
won that game, you would have been like, wow, Caleb dug in and actually won us that game.
I just think you're in the vast minority of people who think that Caleb actually, like, the consensus is coaching lost that game, is bad decisions. And we'll get into that.
Okay, you got it.
Guys, anything else on this you want to get into right now?
Where are you taking us next?
Well, I'm taking us to a recap. For those of you who don't know, recap. If we win, recap. If we lose, we're not creative, but the budget's not too big. guys, Bears lose 18-15 to the Commanders in our nation's capital. Prime time, not prime time, but game of the week, 3:25. That's prime time.
It's prime time. Nationally broadcast.
One of the most heartbreaking losses I have ever had. Real quickly to this point, right? We'll get into the recap. The Bears season, because we've missed the last 2 months. Bears to this point have been up and down, right? I think that's fair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think you can apply up and down to a lot of aspects on this team, except the defense.
Yep. Oh, 100%.
The defense.
Elite.
The defense has been phenomenal. And like many other seasons in our Bears fandom lives, we just continue to see a defense that thrives and dominates people. And just for once, I would love to see the offense consistently match the defense's consistent play. You found some wins that you probably shouldn't have found in the Tennessee Titans game. You found some losses that you probably should have won.
Dude, I forgot about the Will Levis game.
Yeah, you found some losses that you probably should have won in the Colts game. You got embarrassed on primetime the Texans. You found a way to win against a depleted Rams defense. Like, literally up and down. And to this point, like, rolling into this game had a bunch of promise. Because the Bears look so good in London, and then you got a bye week, and so you've got 11 days to prepare for the big matchup. Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams, number one, number two. And I take you guys to Sunday night, right? I take you to three quarters of just absolute abysmal offense. Defense, again, did their thing. Like, the defense continued to do what we know them to do. Stop good offenses. The Washington Commanders had four drives that were in the red zone, four field goals. The only touchdown, like Jake said, was the last play of the game. And I just look at this game and I think I look at this game.
Stop.
And I just can't believe.
For those of you at home, Marcos is putting a pressure cuff. Putting on a blood pressure cuff.
Right? Because I told myself I'm not going to get too hot about this.
Are you? Oh.
Okay.
Are you licensed to use that?
Probably.
I'm here for it.
I've taken a couple classes.
Okay.
All right. So, what we witnessed on Sunday, inexcusable. But you know what's crazy? We've lived this a million times.
It's been a lot in the last few years.
A ton. Four. If we're talking about like games like the whole like 99% that we shouldn't lose type deal, like,
yeah.
If we're talking about that, like just in the last calendar year, Matt Eberflus has four of those losses.
Historic losses.
Historic losses. Yeah, I gotta chill out.
Other teams' highlight reels. What'd it say?
Oh, yeah.
What's the reading?
It's the comeback reels of everyone else.
We're like 140 over 91.
I don't know what that means.
It's 120 over 80. It's a little high. I got to bring it down.
Bears will do that to you.
Bears do that to me all the time, and that's the thing. I'm tired of them doing this to us.
I know.
How do you guys want to do this? Do you want to start at the end and work your way to the beginning? You want to start at the beginning of the game and work your way?
No, let's start at the beginning. Let's deal with the bad.
Okay, so you had three.
A lot of three and outs.
A lot of three and outs. To start the game.
Two.
After 11 days off.
I think we had six plays in the first quarter.
You start with 2-3 and outs. For once, I would like this offense to go out there and have a fast start. For once, I'd like to receive the ball.
What is Eberflus, 0-3 in bye weeks?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah, I know he's 3-17 on the road. If for those of you that don't know, that's bad.
That's real bad.
That's really, really fucking bad because I believe.
Now we asked him to lose a lot of those games.
We didn't ask him to lose. I mean, some games, sure. But like last year, we weren't asking you to lose.
That's true.
This year, we're definitely not asking you to lose.
That's for damn sure.
I mean, it's many examples. And like this also goes to Shane Waldron. Like not a lot of creativity through the first couple possessions on offense. Like couldn't really get the run game going. The offensive line again looked outmatched. Just brutal.
Did Abagaji start that game or did he just come in mid game?
No, Braxton got an injury.
Okay.
That
and then Abagaji came in.
Seemed to be potentially troubling, but it sounds like he's only going to be out for a week or two.
Okay.
So then Abagaji came in.
Gotcha. Started out, he had a bad game.
Oh, yeah. And that.
He had a bad game.
That belies a larger problem is Abagaji got brought in, and then Bill Murray got hurt. And we're literally sitting there going, I don't even know who the next fucking guy is. It is inexcusable the lack of depth that we have available at the offensive line position.
Probably the most physical position. I mean,
yeah,
you're going to get hurt there. You're going to get hurt there.
Well, and to Dale's point, like this also, it has to go to Ryan Poles too.
Absolutely.
When we're divvying up all the shares of blame.
He gets a slice of every game.
He has to.
You
have to get a slice of
talk about the offensive line. There's not a game that goes by that you're like, damn, offensive line played good.
Well, and if you're like, again, the whole like, he's an offensive lineman and just doesn't focus on the offensive line thing drives me bonkers. But like the fucking balls, right? The stones on you.
The fucking
and I love
stones.
What I love what Ryan Poles has done. So I'm not sitting here saying like fire everybody. There's some people that I want fired, obviously.
Oh, sure.
But like I'm not sitting here saying like I'm out
of
Ryan Poles
neither.
Or anything.
Me neither.
Because for as many like good things as he's done, he's also done like some dumb shit like Chase Claypool and
never forget.
I mean Nate Davis is a $10 million healthy scratch on a Sunday roster.
No,
so,
he's
like,
playing now.
Well, he's got all
these injuries.
Has to.
Yeah.
So for you to go into a season where you got this shiny new quarterback, right? And you got Braxton Jones, who we know his deficiencies, fifth round pick, all the stuff.
Surprising.
Like if Braxton Jones goes down, your plan was rookie fourth rounder from the Ivy League who was coming off of a complete bicep tear in surgery. Like that was your plan. And so heaven forbid an injury happens in a primetime game where you need it, where you need Caleb to have some protection because it's not like you fortified anywhere else. I'd give him one thing. I'd give him if he didn't address the left tackle position because we didn't think it was really a glaring hole, but fine. Like if the
it
rest
wasn't
of
the biggest need,
bingo. If the rest of the offensive line was good, if everybody else was gelling, all right, man.
Then yeah.
Then we just keep a tight end on that side, chip help, and we figure it out, right? And we address it with our picks and money this offseason. Guys, we've got these same depth issues everywhere. We are a little bit away from turning to Larry Borum and Nate Davis.
Larry Borum got cut.
No, he's still on the team.
Good for Larry.
It's something that needs to be fixed.
Well, it's inexcusable the lack of depth that's available at most important position group.
I was listening though,
outside
like
of quarterback.
I feel there's a lot of teams that have these problems though too.
Absolutely,
and, like,
but not
those,
the good ones.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like the Bengals are struggling. The Bills are struggling.
Well, and that's why the people that like, say, like,
yeah,
go out and trade somebody or go out and sign somebody. Sign David Bakhtiari.
Teams are looking at Nate Davis to trade for because the Bears will let him go. Like, teams are in such desperate need for offensive linemen. They're looking to acquire Nate Davis. Yeah.
Guys, this is something that doesn't get fixed in week 6, 7, 8 of the season.
No.
This is something you deal with until week 18.
Yeah, your guys are your guys. And so to then, like, pivot a little bit, if you know that you're deficient on the offensive line, hey, Shane Waldron, coach, scheme your guys up. Know that they're not good, so call some plays, scheme some stuff up.
Get a move in, get quick
passes to cover their
asses. And that's why. That's also why.
Chip.
You have to, like, we have a problem with long third downs. Like, third and longs. We have a lot of those. And when you have a bad offensive line, you can't have third and long. Because a quick pass isn't going to get you 8-plus yards every time. It's just not. So there's a lot to work out here.
So with this being said, to bring it back to last week's game, a couple days ago's game, I again pose to you, objectively, with all those things being said, Caleb Williams still had a bad game.
Sure, he had a bad game, but
and deserves part of the blame as to why the Bears lost.
Sure. I don't think anybody's
okay.
disagreeing.
I thought we were disagreeing.
What I said was he's not the reason we lost.
He's part of the reason that we lost.
But he's not the reason.
That's fair.
You know what I'm saying.
He's not the individual reason that we lost that game. He shares
I agree
blame.
With what you're saying.
I think we're arguing semantics here. Welcome back, episode 107.
I would now ask, then, what was the reason that we lost?
I mean, you can point to
Tyreek?
No. Guys, it all goes to coaching.
Yes.
My biggest takeaway, not the Hail Mary, right? We'll get into every one of these. Not the Hail Mary, not the play before the Hail Mary, not the fucking Doug Kramer fullback dive.
Oh, I thought that's where you're going to stop. Where are you going to keep going?
None of that.
What are you pointing to?
What I'm pointing to is that this is what your team looked like in a primetime game coming off a bye week.
Yeah.
At the beginning of, like, those couple days after the Jaguars game. Hey, you know, he's doing all his fucking radio hits before he goes to his mansion off the lake and fucking honeybees and all that shit. Great home. I hope you like it because you're probably going to be there a lot more in a few weeks. Like, the fact that this was the effort and this was what you guys put out after a bye week is inexcusable. It just cannot happen. You cannot be taken seriously if this is what your team continues to look like. And again, this goes everywhere. This goes to Shane Waldron. This goes to execution on the players. But first and foremost, it starts at the top. It's Matt Eberflus and his inability to have his teams ready to go when it matters the most. You can go out there and you can beat the Panthers. Dog, everybody beats the Panthers. I heard Waddle say it today. You're bum slayers. That's what you are. You go out there and you beat bad teams.
That's what they call me in high school.
Hey-o. You beat bad teams.
Who? Who called you that?
Show us your yearbook. If we reached out to them right now, who would call? Oh, Jake Doug. Yeah, Moose. Bum Slayer. Dude, Moose. How is that guy? How is Bum Slayer? I miss that guy.
Bum Slayer.
It's Matt Eberflus to me. If we're giving the slice of blame pie, he gets the biggest fucking slice.
I'm not going to disagree with that. Like, from the overall lack of accountability that's not only being reported, but being reported so widely and publicly by both sides of the team. From that down to walking away from the game with 3 timeouts in that situation. I was talking to Jables on my drive home. Shout out, Jables, love you. As he put it, inexcusable. It just doesn't make sense. And I love that Cap actually pushed him on this week.
He should.
1,000.
Good.
Cap actually said, hey, respectfully, like, you had an opportunity to get your guys focused, get them ready, pull their heads in. If that happens, maybe Tyreek in the corner isn't a national storyline. Whether it impacted the play or not, that is the perception, and perception is reality. I'm extrapolating on his words, by the way, but like that. He got pushed on it. Eberflus shut it down, gave a non-answer, and moved on. But it's just inexcusable from the top to the bottom.
Jake, I said it leading into that part, so let's go there, right? Let's go right to the Hail Mary. We'll work our way backwards.
Sure.
The fact that you didn't call a timeout before that is crazy. We were screaming for it. Call a timeout.
Call a timeout.
Get your guys ready.
Get them set.
Do you think that
get their minds right?
Do you think these timeouts roll over?
Why are we?
Do you think you'll have six in the first quarter of the Cardinals game? I don't really understand. And then it's arrogance for him to be asked on it. He's like, no, we were good. We had our guys in place. We just need to execute better. Yeah. But, like, you could have been more prepared. Yeah, but, like, you could have held more of your guys accountable afterwards. You've got, like Dale said, you've got one guy out here, whether he was taunting fans or celebrating with Bears fans. I know what my fucking eyeballs saw.
Oh, yeah.
What I saw was, honest to God, not hyperbole, probably the most disgusting thing I've seen on a football field, just from, like, an effort level.
He was still looking at the stands when it was snapped. I don't care if he was celebrating.
Oh, there were receivers downfield.
Yes.
And he, like, when he realized, because there was, they showed Bears fans shouting to him and pointing at the play that was happening. He did, like, a double take. Like, there wasn't an immediate sprint towards the middle where Noah Brown eventually was and ended up. It's just.
You know, oh shit came out of his mouth. Oh shit.
Oh shit. That's right. I'm in a game. And then totally missed the assignment.
Well, because his assignment was, now that we've learned, again, I've, guys, to take a page out of Jose's playbook, I'm sick. I'm a pervert. I'm a masochist when it comes to this. I can't stop watching that play because it's like, how many things could go bad? Tyreek Stevenson's job was to be the box out guy, was to have a body on Noah Brown. And you just
didn't.
And like, dude, call timeout. Like, you've got staff on the side. You've got coaches for you. You had to have seen him standing in the corner acting a total fucking fool. I love Tyreek Stevenson as a player. I think he's done great. His second year, he's shown a lot of promise. This is inexcusable. And this is not the first time that we've seen that. In the same game, the finger poke through the face mask.
Yep.
Hit the motherfucker during the play. What are you doing? This is not the first face mask personal foul. You try to poke somebody through their mask penalty we've seen from him this year.
Have you ever had a coworker that on a very important, like, crucial project, like, big customer, like, down to the wire, they just, like, didn't do their job? Like, they just fucked up and didn't do their job. That's what we're dealing with.
So you jumped to Tyreek's eye poke. To now take it, you know, so we've talked about Tyreek's fuck up, not calling timeouts. To take it to the next play as we continue to go backwards. Putting a QB spy on the 70-yard Hail Mary. That was sick. What is his purpose?
Well, and apparently they're
You think he's going to run 70 yards?
Are you kidding me? The guy's got broken ribs.
He's not running the 70 yards. You have six guys downfield. You could have had seven.
And it sounds like take it with a grain of salt, from what it sounds like TJ Edwards had Eckler and Eckler stayed in to block. But like, even then still, dude, you're 60 yards away. Like the fact that was your
game. Dump off's not an option for them.
And again, you have a timeout. Call it to get everybody on the same page, to run through the analytics. What's it going to cost you? You're going to lose them anyways. Even just to give your guys a breath. TJ, you basically played that last play with Tyreek Stevenson being a fucking asshat and TJ Edwards, who's a great player. I love TJ Edwards. Thank you for what you do for the Bears. Another great middle linebacker.
Yeah,
like, just schemed out of the play. You were basically running that defense with nine players.
Montez Sweat wasn't in the game.
Shin, he was out for the game.
He was out for the game?
Yeah. Shin, he got hurt. He has a shin.
I do not understand why, and this is a little tongue-in-cheek, but actually practically, why you don't put six guys in the end zone and four guys 5 yards in front of the end zone and one guy on spy. Like, they're obviously throwing a 60-yard bomb. Why are we rushing three?
Yeah.
You know what
what is the point of rushing three against what is at least five, likely six blockers.
Why do you have guys that are 5 foot 11, 6 foot tall? Why do you have them back there for a jump ball that you know is going to be a jump ball when you've got Keenan Allen, Cole Kmet? You've got guys like that that are on the side.
We didn't think that far. Because you didn't call a timeout.
Because you didn't call a timeout. Set it up. Have the idea. I remember the Patriots did it with Gronk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Deep ball to seven. The one time that went wrong. I remember the play. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gronk got like juked.
Yeah.
Well, but in that case, they didn't throw a Hail Mary.
Correct. Right. They did the little slant thing and the little whatever. Yeah. But I mean, it's just, dude, it's one of these things where like.
It's egregious.
You'd so many mistakes just in that last play to keep going. The fact that you just soft coverage, let them gain 15 yards. Dan Quinn came out to say, look, we don't get the 60 yard completion if it's not for those 15 yards that we were just given for free. Like right. You saw the exchange between Jalen Johnson and Flus. Like you could tell that they were kind of talking like, hey, should we play up a little bit? Nope. We're good. And then when Flus is asked about it, he doubles down and says, no, those yards don't matter. Those yards don't matter. Those yards are the reason that I'm this hot right now. That never happens. The Hail Mary doesn't happen. Jalen didn't get the ball to the end zone from where they were. If it wasn't for the tip back, he was short of the goal line. Do you know what that play looks like? 15 yards shorter. Come on, dude. And for you to have, again, dude, just the balls to be like, ah, no big deal. Those yards didn't matter. You're a joke. You're a joke. You want to talk about joke decisions? Shane Waldron calling a fullback dive to your backup center, who is now your starting guard because of the injury to Bill Murray.
Who has someone tweeted that they were close to the family. He has at least a strain, potentially a torn pectoral. So Bill he Murray's, might be gone.
Oh, yeah. Bill's on the IR. Bill fucking Murray. I mean, the fact that you gave it to Doug Kramer, and we were even saying that because earlier in the game, you had a 4th-and-1 that ended up being a quick bubble screen to DJ Moore. So again, like, dog, it's 1 yard. We need you. You need to get 1 yard. And that's you. You call a bubble screen to DJ Moore? Or what about a Roschon Johnson dive?
Well, he finally did that, and it worked literally first try. Because he did the screen, he did the Kramer, and Kramer time! That's going to live in infamy for a while this year. He goes to Roschon once, and he punches it in the end zone.
You know how many career carries Doug Kramer has?
How many?
Fucking zero.
It's crazy. It's because he's an offensive lineman, not a running back.
And like, and I remember we kept saying, like, dude, just put Doug Kramer at fullback. Put Doug Kramer, because they've done it multiple times this season. Put Doug Kramer in a fullback, give it to Roschon Johnson, and go get one.
Yep.
Dude, because
you feel real fucking good about that one then.
The fact that it was called, right? The fact that Shane Waldron drew that up when you're down 12-7. It's not like a Lions. It's not, and this is where Matt Eberflus and Shane Waldron, like, the bye week fucked us. The bye week fucked us because they watched the Lions and Dan Campbell and Ben Johnson just scheme up fucking goofy shit all weekend. And so you thought, I want to be goofy too.
You can do goofy shit. You just can't do it when you haven't scored the entire game. And like, that's a move when you're up, you know, 4 touchdowns.
Or you're down 4 touchdowns. Fuck it. You want to be cute? You're up 3 scores or you're down 3 scores. The fact that Shane Waldron called it, fireable. But remember, Matt Eberflus is the head coach, and that headset, that call comes into him. And if he didn't want that ran, you say, we got to do something else.
You could call a timeout.
Oh my God.
You could be like, whoa, whoa, whoa. No, no, no.
We got 3 of these.
We have Roschon Johnson.
We have this guy, which, by the way, we talk
also,
about.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
We talk about swings and misses that Pohl has had. And also home runs that he's had. I feel like he got a lot of hate early on for DeAndre Swift, but fuck, is he good. Right? That dude's fucking great.
I stepped away for a second to go take care of Sasha. Did you guys talk at all about how they had the brilliant idea to cut the tight end? Or not the fullback?
Oh, Blasingame?
Yeah. Blasingame? Yeah. You don't have a fullback. Because Shane Waldron apparently...
Thought he had it figured out. with a lineman.
It's crazy.
It's just not good.
And then
enough.
Gave him the ball.
It's crazy.
Gave him the ball.
Gave him the ball.
Why?
Never.
Was it the play that Roshan scored on second down that let them, I believe the first down, it was first and goal, and Caleb threw, the Commanders I think only had one timeout. Caleb throws that fade to
the quick fade.
DJ
yeah.
Moore goes out of the end zone.
That
and
was
then
the
you
one
score
they
the
scored
next,
on. Yeah.
And then you score on the next mm-hmm. play. Guys, you have 1 yard with four tries to go, and the Commanders have
left. And they have one timeout.
They have one timeout. If you just QB sneak,
yeah.
just sneak it. And if you don't get it,
you
the
have
Commanders
three timeouts.
The Commanders burned their last timeout. It's inexcusable. If we can sit here, some dudes in the burbs with a dot of the amount of football knowledge that these guys are supposed to have. Like, if we know better, well, why don't you?
You just have to look at it and go, okay, how many plays can I run in 30 seconds? Snap it. Don't score. By like, if you happen to not score, let the time run out. Time out. Snap it again. Do the same thing. Eventually, you're probably going to score. You at least hope so. But, like, you could have, like, let's say it took you three tries. You could have had the game down to, like, 5 seconds.
And nothing ever happens. Guys, again, when we're handing out the blame.
You controlled the game and you fucked it up.
Floose.
Yep.
Floose needs. So when we say who lost the game, who is the majority reason for this loss? It's Matt Eberflus.
I agree.
And we're at the point now where I've seen too many of these losses.
I agree.
I'm over it. I'm done.
I agree.
I think personally, fire him because he. I'm worried about Caleb because I'm worried about the development of Caleb, and I don't want him near our franchise quarterback any longer. But, like, dude, some of the mistakes that this guy makes and not only continues to make, like, it's just inexcusable.
Are you saying firing him midseason?
I'm saying fire him. I don't think
who takes over.
Huh? I don't think
Eric Washington,
our defensive coordinator.
Your defense has played great. Right, yeah, sure. Great. You want to go high? I don't care. Do some crazy shit, even if you need to. I don't know what that is.
What's Torts doing?
Torts. I like that
hey,
idea.
You
actually,
know? Hey, bring him in,
dude. Caleb will never have to. We'll never not have to. We'll never paint his nails again if you bring Torts in.
That's goddamn like, right,
Torts.
I can't do these. I just can't do these losses anymore. I can't do this anymore.
My reaction when it happened was honestly laughter. I didn't scream no. I didn't, like, collapse. I stood there with my mouth wide open. Clip that. And then I started, and then I proceeded to laugh. I was like, this is the most Bears thing. Like, I've seen so many things where I'm like, this is the most Bears thing that could happen.
And
I think this one was it.
And the way it happened, how the ball shot forward. Like
right into a man,
right,
unguarded, just looking at the crowd. Like, yep, I won.
Okay, and I did not appreciate them running downfield. He knew he had been down. Like, he only got up because. I didn't appreciate that. I didn't need to watch you rub it in for 99 yards. But that's just me personally.
I know it would cause more chaos, but like. Flus is not the guy. And fine, if you're going to go to the end of the season, like, and you, because the McCaskies will never fire anybody midseason.
No,
so
no,
fine. Like,
no.
If he's the coach for the rest of the season, but like, dude, this is it. Like, if you're Ryan Poles, good God, man, have you not seen enough?
Yeah.
You know, the story is that Poles and Ian Cunningham, they were in a suite and there was somebody next to their suite that basically, like, when they score or when they, through the fade to DJ Moore, mm-hmm. they were audibly like, what the fuck was that? And then they scored and they left the suite to go downstairs, I'm sure, to celebrate like mm-hmm. the impending win that they thought. You imagine walking out of the elevator and seeing just the Commanders.
The chaos.
Yeah. Come on, dude. Like, if you haven't seen enough at this point, what else is it going to take? Like, this is a loss that should have been. You had no business winning this game for three quarters. And then in the last 30 seconds, you had no business losing this game. So I'm tired of it. I collapsed.
You did.
I collapsed.
He collapsed behind the couch. And where we were standing. And then I honestly didn't get up for several minutes.
I stayed down.
Stayed down. Couldn't watch.
Yeah, I had to. You know, it's really funny. So I had I had Jake and Amy over. Dude, your mom and my brothers and everybody over.
Your mom, when it happened, sat there and was like, it's got weird.
mom with 6 seconds left before the Hail Mary, she tells the boys and my stepdad, she says, all right, boys, let's go. Like, it's it. And I said, you better sit back down in that chair. Like, you've watched an entire game of bad football. Like, you can watch the last 6 seconds.
You're in.
And then it happens, and I'm just like, yep.
It was meant.
This one hurts more than most losses I can remember. Because this was just like,
I looked back at those four historic losses. I would agree. I think this one hurts the most out of the four. But I do remember all three being like just absolute gut punches.
I was talking to Trevor about it. Does this hurt more than Double Doink?
No.
Because that was a playoff game.
Yeah. That was an Eberflus. But no, the Double Doink definitely hurt more, especially because people still say it.
It'll live in infamy.
The fact that it has a name. Yeah, that hurts.
Yeah.
What do you mean? This Tyreek Stevenson is a
I collapsed on Double Doink. I remember collapsing.
I started cleaning after Double Doink. That's how you know I'm blacked out.
I'm done.
I'm done. I started cleaning. All right.
Kate deals with me every game, but like that was like the most extreme roller coaster ride of me shouting that we're going to win the Super Bowl to me going all the way down to where the like, we deserve this. We don't deserve good things in life. This is what Bears fandom is.
I mean, we're going to miss the playoffs by one game and look back at that. And just
exactly.
Be like, oh, that was the whole season right there.
Exactly.
Fun stat. Shout out Sean. Not cameraman Sean. Author Sean.
Yeah. Yep. Blogger.
Blogger Sean.
Sean with a W.
So shout out Sean. He sent this over from Ian Hartitz. Hartitz.
Hartitz.
Roshan. Look at his name. Hartitz.
Ian Hartitz.
Oh, Hartitz. Roshan Johnson is the I can't even read this. Oh God. Roshan Johnson is the NFL's only player to score a touchdown on 100% of their carries inside the 5-yard line this season. What a blessing that must be for Bears fans, knowing that you have this sort of sure thing option available once you get to the goal line.
It's just rude.
You know what we should do?
Shane Waldron wanted to preserve that stat.
Give it to Doug Kramer. That's what we should do. Guys, the Bears are a mess. The Bears are just a complete mess. That loss is as bad as any loss that I can remember, and it'd kill me. Anything else you guys want to get into on that Bears game?
Nope. Not that I can think of.
Oh,
the D is so good.
The defense is...
Oh, do you know who's good? Do you know who's really good?
DeAndre Swift.
Yeah, DeAndre Swift has really shown up.
Trevon Dexter.
I was going to say Roma Dunze. Roma Dunze is
really... All three of his catches stood out to you.
Yeah,
all
he's...
All 41 of his yards were just
three?
Spectacular. Was it the way that he turned around after everyone and pointed downfield? Like,
again,
it was a big deal.
Don't give me...
We
don't
down.
Throw numbers at me. Watch the game. He's really fucking good.
Yeah, all three catches, dog.
Do you know ball? I agree.
Thank you.
I agree. I like
he's just a fucking hater.
I like Roma Dunze.
Not a hater.
Listen to you.
I'm mad. I'm mad about this situation.
Hater. Yeah, but like you're like weird mad.
Combative.
Yeah, like
what, guys?
This
is like one of the least combatives I've ever met.
With your friends,
that is true. That's the least combative I have ever seen him.
I'm just so disappointed.
Should we go back to the who to blame the most?
Oh yeah.
Oh, I'm just curious.
Yeah, yeah. Play that back and hear how you talk to us. All right. When you're driving to work tomorrow, guys. Let's move on from this Bears game because I'm grieving because I'm really trying to get through this. We'll do a little Sammy stats question of the week.
All right, so Sammy Stats, unfortunately not here. Get well soon, buddy. He did pose a question, though. His question, while we won't go to the full extent, but it is a good question. If the 32 team mascots were switched to Pokemon, which ones would they be? Now, as a qualifier for myself, and I think a lot of our fans, should we restrict this to the originals?
Yeah, dude, I don't know anything past 151, yeah. Really.
Okay,
I know
151,
like,
that's it.
I know, like, I don't know, maybe 20 after that.
Yeah, we'll stick with the Bacardi.
Nice.
Thank you. Thank you.
I've never heard it described like that before.
So, like, the Chargers are like Pikachu, Raichu.
Are the Bears Snorlax?
No.
I don't think there's any other bear Pokemon.
I just wouldn't give them one. I just would go for other ones.
Just give them something like...
Like the lions
are... The bears are Magikarps.
Are the lions like Growlithe?
The bears are Goldeens.
That's sad. I know. The Marlins are the Broncos, Seekings.
The Broncos are Ponyta?
Yeah.
Or Rapidash.
Rapidash.
Yeah, the Seahawks are like... Some fucking
here,
some
I got,
sparrow.
I got some. Amy sent me a couple questions here.
Oh, apparently Sam can go fuck himself.
Did we just get vetoed here? Okay.
I was having fun with this.
I thought so.
Were
too.
You?
Oh, no, please.
Oh, yeah, by all means.
Please. Don't call your butler.
It's probably Mr. Mime.
What dollar amount of things do you think you could steal from the self checkout without being caught? Dollar amount from a self checkout aisle.
Am I buying other things? That's like the key, right? Like that's the, like Walmart has,
you have to be buying something.
Walmart
you,
has the technology that like
I mean you can't like just stand in the line and then just walk through the line. They'll be like, what the fuck was that?
So you have to be
so
buying.
So yours there's somebody I'll set the scene. Someone is checking out in front of you, okay? They got like maybe 15 items. You're behind them and you have a small basket already. Okay, just like maybe some produce that you're checking out with. So you're waiting for
can't
them.
Hide money.
You're waiting for them to ring up their 15 items and pay. How much dollar wise can you steal from the self checkout, or not the self checkout, but the?
I think you could do a lot because you just like one scan and then put two in your bag type deal. But like, what's?
Well, so, no, she's still working through her transaction, it sounds like.
I always go to the Target when I saw people.
They got the cameras on you?
No, I noticed that at my local Target, all the noodle golf ball boxes are empty. Or no, the Pro V1 boxes are empty.
Like how you went
empty.
To noodle.
I was like, that they,
well, yeah. Because they put the noodle, they take the Pro V1s and they put them in the noodle box. And then they check out with
the noodle box
with
oh,
Pro V1s
sure,
in there.
Sure, sure.
So, I mean, if
good
you
gimmick.
Do if you do something like that, dude, what's 45?
You are walking around out with like $20 in profit.
$300 easily.
Yeah, but if you were to buy that many, they'd look at it.
Why? And they what is
why
this,
for you?
Is this not, oh, come on, a brown dude stealing golf balls? Yeah. No, I definitely think that like because what the 19-year-old
right,
kid
they don't
just
give a
they
shit.
Don't give a shit. Like if they don't need to come check my ID, like they're not gonna come and verify. Like, oh, what type of ball is this? That's how. If I was gonna steal in the self checkout lane, that's what I would do. And I'd take those motherfuckers.
I assumed you meant things in the self checkout lane as well.
I think that's how it was originally intended.
And like,
oh. I'll let you roll with it. I don't.
But it just gets so difficult because like,
how many packs of gum can you
exactly?
Fit in your
how many Snickers can you fit in your pockets?
Those are gonna melt.
Well, not if you're quick. Depends on how bad you want to eat a
Snickers. No, those gift cards aren't activated until you pay for them.
Yeah, you have to scan
Snickers.
Those.
What are you talking
I was
about?
Saying,
are
you saying like, I'm saying, you know, the gift cards
that
are on
the gift cards.
I'm trying to go supermarket shuffle high value items here, right? Like,
right.
I'm trying to go like.
I'm trying to stuff a turkey in my pants.
How many phone charge? Because they're going to charge you like $18 for a phone charger or something. So like.
Yeah, but those are
small.
Those got
magnets
price. In them. Those are like metal detected.
You're even like, the ones up by the self-checkout?
Oh, yeah. They put that shit on everything.
You just got to walk funny through that little checkout or through that little field.
Sounds like a guy that steals.
Uh-huh.
So, he's got tricks to getting through the,
gotta walk
the security detector thingy.
Like what? And then you got to pull out a cane and some black glasses.
You got to really sell it.
I'm blind. Oh, I like that one.
Great.
That was good. Jake,
that was great.
How much do you think you could do?
I don't think it would be a lot. I think I'd get about what they're like $20 maybe.
Yeah, I don't even think
pack of batteries.
Yeah, yeah, you're $60, guys.
Oh, that's
bucks.
Where you could get some money.
Some values
aren't
cheap. Batteries
are
expensive.
Yeah, $40 to $60, dude, easily.
Oh yeah,
easily.
I got big pockets. I'm a big guy.
Big pockets, guys. Anything else on this? Then we move on.
Do you
this
think
is
we could all pitch in whatever we steal for us to be able to afford an offensive lineman?
You know what's crazy? We have money.
Yeah, it's crazy.
We're
going to
get some
enough
in the offseason.
Obviously not enough.
There is no stud offensive lineman watching games on his couch right now.
Got to draft him.
No, you got to draft him or you got to overpay for him in free agency. That's how
Let's
this goes. You think the Commanders regret paying Tyler?
You just got to draft him. That's
was it Tyler Biadasz, right? Is that the
Biazdez?
Biadasz, yeah. Come on, dude.
Depth.
So we do a little look ahead. It's part of the show where we look ahead to our next week's appointment. The appointment, like I'm working.
Yeah, business. This is business.
To
ABC,
the
baby.
Next opponent. Bears travel to the desert to take on the Arizona Cardinals. Bears open up as, I don't know if they actually opened up as this, but this is current line. It's basically Bears plus one, totals 44.5. So it's a pick 'em. Yeah. Just a pick 'em game at this point.
Give me the point.
I would have told you, like, at the beginning of the season, this was a game I was not worried about. This is a game I'm absolutely worried about. Kyler Murray has played well so far this season. For the most part, their offense looks like, you know, sure, like, it's got some clunk to it. But, I mean, Trey McBride, you got Marvin Harrison Jr. Obviously, Kyler Murray's good. James Conner is always that guy, like, guys, the Bears could easily go to Arizona and lose this game.
Well, I mean, we don't win on the road, so I think your chances are you are going to lose this game.
But we are who they thought we were.
Shout out, RIP, Denny.
RIP.
3-17 is Matt Eberflus on the road.
About to make it 4, baby. Let's go.
Who are the three wins? Would it be? I think
we're
I saw
undefeated
it was
at home this year,
and
so
I think
who
they're all prime time.
I think it was Sam Howell was one of them.
Yeah.
I saw it was Sam Howell. It was the Bailey Zappi, Mac Jones experiments.
The San Francisco game wasn't.
That was home.
That was home.
Yeah. I mean, again, we can recall this because
there's only so many wins.
So many wins in the last couple seasons.
It's only 1-7.
There's another
or
one
whatever
that
it is
I'm missing. But yeah, guys, I mean, I definitely think that the Bears could go in Arizona and lose this game. Like, I hope I'm wrong. This is, I'm not going to say like must win or anything, but this is a pulse checker game for a lot of us fans.
I have, as a eternally pessimistic person, I actually have a little more faith for this upcoming game. Again, I truly think Caleb had a bad game, which, like every professional athlete is entitled to, like every human is entitled to a bad day. He was playing in front of his home crowd against the other young quarterback. There's a lot of pressure in that situation. I don't fault him. I think that he comes back strong against Arizona. I think that the defense does what the defense does. And I think we'll be all right. I think they bounce back in a strong way against Arizona.
Jake, how do you see this game playing?
You said over? You said you like the points? Or the Bears with the points?
I'll take the Bears and the points. I'll always take
the
point. The
Bears and the point.
Right, exactly. That's point. Like, I'll just take the point.
I don't know. The Cardinals haven't looked great. Marvin Harrison Jr. looks awesome.
He's so good.
We're on the road. I don't know. A lot. I feel my heart wants to say Bears, but my brain is just screaming. No, it's Cardinals, especially with the Cardinals coming off a win and the Bears coming off a loss. They got momentum. We don't.
Caleb's a
pro. It's on the
pro
road. I think, it's Cardinals.
I go back to like 1-800-GAMBLER. The trend is your friend. Like 3-17. Like that's,
yeah.
That's, I mean, I don't know what it is, but we can't find ways to win on the road. So like, I hope I'm wrong. Like I hope that you go out there and you,
that would be nice.
And you establish what I want to see. I want to see them establish themselves on offense from the get. If you get the ball first, drive and score a touchdown. If you can hand
fucking easy. Oh,
that's right.
I got to come out and score first drive.
Come on, man.
Easy.
Why can't we expect that?
Yeah, I see it playing out that they lose this game and then come back home and then win against the Patriots. They, like, they're bum beaters. What did you call them?
Bum slayers.
Bum slayers, bum beaters.
Right. I think both work.
Both work.
I feel confident about this. Sandwich bet?
Cool. Wait, no. I don't know. I'm not vibing against the Bears. Wait, no. I had the opportunity to gamble. I'm not going to bet against them.
Ah, I respect the take.
I'm not going to bet against them. Like, because I want, obviously I want them to win, but I just don't, I don't trust Flus. I don't trust that there's not going to be some, that this is probably, because I don't think you're leaps and bounds better than the Arizona Cardinals. I think you're a better team, you know, especially when you're clicking on all cylinders and they're clicking. I think you're a much better team because our defense is so much better, but like the equalizer is Flus. And so like, I don't know. I know for a fact that our defense is going to play well. I have no worries that that defense is going to go out there and
ball. Because what, you said the over is 44?
Yeah.
I mean, if you think they're covering the over, with the trend of how the defense has like stopped teams to under 21 points in like the last year, you're either – if the in order for the over to hit, basically comes down to the Bears crushing the Cardinals.
I think 1-800-GAMBLER. I think I'm going to come up with a three-game parlay or a three-pick mm-hmm. parlay here real quick.
Here?
I think we got the under. We got Bears on the money line and DeAndre Swift anytime touchdown scorer.
That's pretty good statistically.
Nice. That's pretty
safe,
solid.
Pretty
simple.
Solid statistically.
I mean, I think they're obviously, like most games, there's a path to victory. And I'm probably like just talking like a Bears fan scorned right now because of what happened a couple days ago.
Yeah, let's know what that comes out to.
Yeah. I mean, we could all just
mad.
Show bet.
Show bet?
I'll throw it out. And we'll throw in another 20 for Sam, too.
There we go.
Sam's in.
So, okay. We do this every week. We get on the plane, coming back from Arizona, getting dinner ready, getting ready for our week, and we say, hot damn. The Chicago Bears won a game. How do we do it? We win if. Jake.
We win if Nick Saban comes down to
Sam Stats.
Comes down to Hallis Hall, sits Eberflus down.
He did this already.
That was just to talk about Caleb. We're now talking about Matt. Gotta look yourself in the mirror here, Matt, and take some fucking notes. Because you cannot figure out how to win a game when you are in control of it. Bears win if Matt Eberflus can get his head out of his ass and somehow coach a football team.
I think we win if Matt Eberflus and Shane Waldron keep it simple. Simple. You don't need to be the Lions. I don't need all the rah-rah shit. Really, this kind of, I think this, not so much Flus, because I know what Flus is. Shane Waldron needs to just keep it simple. Get Cole Kmet involved. Get DJ Moore involved. If you, at the end of a game, like on the Commanders game, we didn't talk about it, Cole Kmet, one reception. DJ Moore, two receptions. Cole's on one target, by the way, and one reception at the end of the, towards the end of the game. Like, your primetime players need to be schemed and put in position to affect this game. So, like, that's what I need. I need Shane Waldron to get out of the way, get the ball to the guys that make plays. That's what I need. Dale.
We win if those really big guys that we put in the front of the defense make it very difficult for that very sweet Eagle Scout that runs around back there and plays Call of Duty all day. If we can give Kyler Murray a tough day, if we can put that 6'5", 6'6", Montez Sweat and just annihilate that young man, then we got a shot. If we give him and harass him, because I feel like our pass rush just isn't there. I know we don't have the best pass rusher opposite Montez Sweat, but we don't blitz often. We sit in soft coverage a lot.
I don't know. It works, though.
What's that?
It works, though.
I don't disagree, but if
the bend don't break works if your offense can score touchdowns.
If your offense is performing, sure. If it's not, then 18 points is enough to win.
Oh, so you're asking for like 7 points.
Well, no, I'm saying you've got to be more aggressive if you're planning on your offense to only put up 14, 13 points. That's all.
Defense got to score touchdowns.
And defensive now score. We're talking defensive score. Hey, now we're talking.
A defensive or special team score in Arizona is always fun.
Big fan of those.
Always enjoy those. And I think like rolling into this game, just kind of real quick on the injury front. So Bill Murray on the IR. I think Braxton Jones has a knee injury, so unsure about that. Tevin Jenkins is hurt. Stop me if you've heard that before. Coleman Shelton exists, so he's hurt. Right guard. I don't even know who's playing right guard these days. Is it Matt Pryor?
Yep.
Or Doug Kramer?
Matt Pryor was. I don't know.
Right tackle Darnell Wright, obviously. I mean, you've got on the defensive side of the ball. Like, they were missed on Sunday. Like, Jaquan Brisker, Kyler Gordon, like, guys. Jaquan Brisker is like 20 days and still hasn't cleared concussion protocol. Like, I'd be lying if I said the red flags or the, you know, the alarms weren't sounding off. So Kyler Gordon was missed. You need to get healthy. Get healthy. Keep it simple. Find a way to win this game. Anything else on this game you want to get into? Then we move on. Guys, we'll do a little sports minutes. We go around the city of Chicago. We touch base with a couple of our favorite Chicago sports teams. We start off with the White Sox, producer Jake. There's a lot that's been, I mean.
We got coaches potentially lined up. Two from bad teams, two from decent teams.
You consider Grady Sizemore a coach from a bad team?
Okay. Bad team.
Okay.
If it's Grady Sizemore, that has to be just a formality that he's on the list because he was interim. That can't be strongly considered.
Why not?
Why? Fucking for the love of God. Just. I don't. Just make it like some household name, please. Just somebody that's like. I don't know. Somebody from a good organization for once. Internal hires are not the move. They all stink. They work for the White Sox.
It's a big red flag.
It's a big red flag. Be like hiring a coach from the Royals.
Big red flag.
Red flag.
Are you guys selling?
I wasn't even going to ask. I thought it was rude.
Jerry is probably selling.
How does it feel to be his not favorite team?
Fuck him. I don't give a fuck. That fucking prick. I hope he sells. I hope he sells so I can literally be put out of my misery. One way or the other. Oh. Whether they stay or go, I will be okay. I won't be okay if they go. But I will be okay that Jerry Reinsdorf is out of my life. So...
If he sells, is it a foregone conclusion that the team leaves Chicago?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so.
I think there's a big market.
No, I think Rob Manfred basically threw water on that flame and was like, "Hey, like
he could." I didn't see that if that's true.
We basically said Chicago is a big anchor for us. Like the idea of having two teams in Chicago, and I'm paraphrasing here. Like it sounds like MLB wants two teams in Chicago without a doubt. I can't see them moving.
Yeah, I don't know. Sox Fest is back. I don't know if we talked about that in the previous show.
Was it announced?
What'd you say?
Do we need to?
No,
you guys should go. You guys should go. You should go.
Like an airing of
you guys should go to Sox Fest, dude.
I have a problem giving that organization money.
Yeah. But this is
the principle.
No. This is the one. You boo everybody in a Sox jersey that's part of the team that you possibly can. Not obviously players or anything like
you're
that.
You're a minor celebrity. Your voice matters.
You also are a minor celebrity. You go with
you're the guy.
You go with the beer helmet, dude.
People will know you.
Jimmy Fallon.
Actually, he's not wrong. If you go with the beer helmet, you will be recognized.
I don't disagree, It's still Amy with you. Still in my principle. I've been talking about getting Amy one.
Yeah. A little Mr. and Mrs. She's true, Mrs. Beer Helmet.
True love, huh? Dude. Yeah, I'm going to need... Give her that.
The beer helmet?
Yeah.
Yeah, beer helmet. Yeah. Jake, anything else on the socks?
No, dude. Oh, they... Fucking Fox showed for the World Series, like, or it was in the playoffs for the World Series. I forget what it was. It was a graphic of like most strikeouts on a slider, and it was just Dylan Cease, Carlos Rodon, and it wasn't Kopech.
Insert previous
White Sox pitcher. Yeah. I was like, oh, cool, sweet,
sick.
That'd be a cool lineup. Three pitchers.
It'd be crazy if they pitched for us.
It'd be crazy if they were White Sox.
It's like the Thunder.
No, I was gonna say it's like the Tigers when they had like Verlander and
Scherzer
and I forget who else. But yeah, it's not good. It's not good. White Sox, being a White Sox fan is not fun. We exist. We are proud, even though we shouldn't be.
Who was the other? Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, that's
it's gonna bother me. But go ahead.
That's it. We just exist right now. We're hoping for a brighter future. Honestly, I hope this strike with
part of the end of the
not
PowerPoint
strike.
At Sox Fest. The intro
hope
PowerPoint.
For a brighter future. On this off topic, but the CSHN network that could last in perpetuity, and then I'll just never have to watch a White Sox game again.
Dale, talk to me about the Cubs.
So I mean, like you know, we ended over 500. It's Craig Counsell's first year. I think we're currently relying on PCA being our superstar, which is not a great position for an organization to be in. In theory, there's money to throw around next year, but I feel like I've said that before. I feel like as Cubs fans, we've expected that before. We'll believe it when it happens. Like we've got some solid pieces by all means. But we lack that true firepower that separates the big teams, especially in this series when you watch, and I'm sure we'll get to it, but when you watch Freddie hit six in a row and you're aware of the power on the other side of that field at all times. And to be a truly competitive team, we just don't have that. So
you're going to go get Vlad?
What's that?
You're going to go get Vlad?
Sure. We don't have a first baseman. Why not? Matt Mervis or...
The Merv.
Yes, any one of those superstars, we should be in the Juan Soto sweepstakes. Does he want to hit a crazy amount of home runs?
I did
to
Yankee.
Do it here. I agree with that. Especially as a short portion, right?
Yeah,
he ain't going to leave.
He's a Yankee.
I just don't know how they're going to afford it. Like, man.
It's baseball. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah,
it's funny.
They're
it's
the
all
Yankees.
Funny money.
Baseball.
There's no salary cap.
But yeah, like, hey, maybe we'll be competitive. Maybe
I mean,
we'll
you guys were expecting playoffs this year.
We fell six games short. How many games short were you guys from playoffs?
That's not the Cubs.
We're
on the Cubs right
gotcha.
Now.
Sorry. Yeah.
I'm just talking expectations.
Yeah.
I was expecting to be bad.
And you were.
Yeah.
Like historic.
Yeah, you were expecting to be good.
Well, we were expecting to be good.
You guys okay?
I was just...
Hey, we're just stating facts.
Stating facts.
I missed you guys.
Just talking facts.
I missed this dynamic.
Yeah, it's tough, man.
My job is just wrangling you two, just pulling you two off of each other.
That's facts.
I want to point out that I didn't say a single mean thing when we were doing the sock stuff.
Just
you
facts.
Used all your...
You're just facts.
it's not me. I didn't make it up.
Dale, anything else on the Cubs?
Man, it would be so fun to have a superstar, like a true one. Like it'd be sick. I'll take Vlad. He's had his ups and downs by all means, but
the polar bear.
I would love Vlad.
Okay,
given the options,
understood. Jake, are you watching Hawks games?
I can't. I do. I mean, I can catch him illegally.
I'm with you.
Streaming.
I'm with you.
I miss more for sure because I don't have it quickly available, you know? I catch the highlights. It's very annoying. Every time a game's on, like I was watching, like the other night when I was watching football down here and everything, I had football and the World Series in the split screen action. You know, I was like, do you want to be cool? A third screen with Blackhawks hockey on it right now. Don't have that. Watching the highlights, Connor is struggling to start the season. That's probably the most, the biggest negative because he's the best part of the team. They're losing games. Not a lot of wins in there. Dale, question?
Question, sorry. Should we be expecting to win a bunch of games?
We should expect to win more games because they improved the team.
They didn't win a lot of games last year.
And they didn't win a lot of games last year.
More off a little is still a little.
Yeah. I mean, you got Taylor Hall back. You added a bunch of players like Bertuzzi and...
God, I love Tuzzi.
Wait, Tuzzi? Or is... Bozak. Did we get Bozak? Boz Lightyear? Anyways, Tara Vinen's back.
You're making these up,
nope.
Right?
Boz Lightyear.
Stop. You're fucking with me, right?
Boz Lightyear.
Like, I was playing along for a bit. This is a person.
Yep, that's a nickname.
This is like Bad Cop Bob.
Top Cop Bob.
Top Cop Bob.
Yep.
There's a lot to learn. Please.
Tara Vinen's back.
Taco, big fan of Taco.
Taco Targaryen.
Yeah, a big fan.
Yep. He's already scoring. He looks good. We like him.
He's a fucking beauty.
They're better. I mean, they're a better team. Our first overall draft pick is starting the season in Rockford, which is just fine. That's where...
Artie Party.
Artemi Panarin?
They got room to grow.
No, not Brett Benn.
They started off bad, so hopefully they, you know, come alive later in the season. I mean, they're winning a couple games... And Connor Bedard's not scoring. Like, he's not even on the score sheet. So if he figures it out, you can actually, you know, win more. You can win more. So
if he scores more goals.
Yes. The overs are on fire, by the way.
Win more games.
The overs are on fire. As per usual, Blackhawks overs. They don't stop pucks. They score pucks. High goal totals. First game of the season, it was over 6.5. They were... Yes, Dale?
I was going to please finish.
Oh, I thought you were raising a
question. I am, but please finish.
They were losing. No, they were tied 2-2 with like 4 minutes left. The other team scored. They went empty net. They scored again 4-4. So they put the goalie back in, and then the other team scored anyways to make it 5-2.
So
it's incredible.
So question for
I love
you about
hockey.
Goalies.
Yes.
Because that's like a frequent lament of teams.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like are goalies similar to like catchers in baseball where like there's only so many good ones?
Yeah, there's definitely so many good ones that can like outperform a bad defense. Like a lot of goaltending is good defense as well. Like, I mean, you can make up for a bad goaltender with really solid defense. But to answer your question, yes, there's like five superstar goaltenders, maybe, that, you know, can carry a team. But even then, if they have bad defense, they're just going to be taking a million shots.
What happened
shots.
To that ginger dude?
That not Foster. He was the
Francis Key
Darling.
Scott Darling,
the guy who wrote the Star Spangled Banner.
Scott Darling, is that who you're talking about?
Yeah, Scott Darling. I was told he was our savior.
No. He was always just a backup.
First off, I don't like your tone. Once again, this is a problem we're going to keep having.
He was behind Corey Crawford.
Yeah, this is years ago. It's just that's the last goalie I really remember.
Yeah. Peter Mrazek, current goalie. There you go.
Jason Mraz.
Peter Mrazek.
You are this close.
Say.
Anything else in the Hawks?
Seth Jones.
Still going. Seth Jones.
Seth Jones.
Thank you.
I think like a top five paid defenseman in the league, not worth it. Bad. Got to be better if you're going to pay that
Nate
much.
Nate Davis contract.
Yeah, worse. Worse than that. Huh. Anyways.
Guys, we move on to the Chicago Bulls. I share in Jake's anger.
Yes. Fuck Jerry.
I'm going to be a little mad about this. I got the blood pressure.
I got the
blood pressure cuff ready to go. All right. You cannot expect me. In the year of our Lord, 2024,
mm-hmm. Go off, King.
to go buy an antenna.
Yeah.
To watch your shitty basketball team and hockey or and baseball team.
Every night that they're on, I sit on that couch and I get mad because I can't watch them. And Amy's like, why don't you just buy the antenna? I was like, because in 3 months, it's going to be useless. Hopefully.
It's no, from what it sounds like, and this is the.
Dude, and the antenna is not even a viable option for, like, so many people are saying, like, they can't get the game still.
Dude, they can't get the game still because I learned today that the signal's being broadcast from the top of the Willis Tower. And so for us who live out here in the deep burbs, have a hard time connecting anyways.
Tough.
Dude, it's 2024. We have sent people to the moon. We have cured diseases. We've built roadways, infrastructure. Polio. We've won world wars.
We have.
This is a total side note. When I'm at work and I set up like these big conference calls and people, I was like, how'd it go? They're like, oh, the video was a little laggy. I was like, you know, it's really a miracle that we have this technology. Right now. And they're like, actually, good point.
You tell them to shut the fuck up.
We're talking to people from across the world in video. Pretty
real
crazy
time. Yeah,
right?
It's nuts.
You expect me to go buy a fucking antenna to watch your games? Are you kidding me? The fact that they rolled out this stupid RSN, the fact that they rolled out this network in general, like, you rolled this out and you didn't have these deals in place. Shame on you.
Did you see what they're charging if you subscribe through like their future app?
No,
because they're so, like, if you don't have a TV cable package, you could just get the CSHN app, right, and subscribe through there. They are charging $20 a month if you want one of the teams.
No way.
It gets better.
$30 a month for all three, unlimited access, or $300 a year for all three if you want to pay annually.
No way.
Dude, it's cheaper to just get like a VPN and ESPN Plus subscription. And then you can watch every game.
I just don't get it.
I mean, you're not going to have the problem because you have a YouTube TV package. So once the contract is signed, you're going to get them. But still, it's fucking asinine.
So here's the issue. It sounds like YouTube TV basically told whoever at the negotiating table, hey, we don't fuck with regional sports networks. We never have. So you guys can fuck off. So if you have YouTube TV, a la me, a la you, we're not going to get that out of your mind. We are not going to get Bulls and Hawks games on our provider. I'm not ditching YouTube TV to
it's
watch your shitty team. It's too good. Guys,
it's
simply
too good.
The other night, I watched basketball, football, and baseball.
On one screen. It's sweet.
Unreal.
You get my money.
It's a miracle we can do this.
I'm not leaving.
It's really a miracle.
I'm not leaving YouTube TV for it. So I'm going to continue to stream these games illegally. The other night, I found a stream. I think it was a Bucks game.
It's Bucks Celtics?
No, Bucks Bulls.
Oh, Bucks Bulls.
I found the Bucks Bulls game. And it was the Bucks broadcast.
Yeah, dude, I hate it when that happens.
So I had to keep searching.
I know.
Because I need it to be the CHSN stream. Because I need to steal from him. I need to take it directly from Jerry.
You're like Robin Hood.
The problem is it's only available on two networks. So, like, the streams almost don't exist.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I mean, luckily there's a guy that's sharing in like Discord. Sean put me on his streams. But like, dude, it's ridiculous. I shouldn't have to do all of this to watch a 30-win basketball team.
No.
Guys, the Bulls right now are 2-2. They're the Bulls. Zach LaVine is scoring a lot and turning the ball over a lot. Coby White has not looked good so far this season. I'm hoping he shakes that and he kind of gets rolling.
Pat Will paid him.
Pat Will hurt. Lonzo Ball back on the court. Lonzo Ball
super fun
playing. Lonzo Ball hurt. He's gone out for the next 10 days with a wrist.
But
sprain.
We beat the Bucks.
Bulls.
We did beat the Bucks. Beat the Bucks.
Vooch.
Vooch.
Threes.
No. He hit one.
I saw.
Yeah.
they had an improbable ass win last night.
Yeah, down 20. They always do that though. They're always good for one of those.
So 2-2 on the team, guys. 2-2.
Gotta get it out of the way early.
2-2 it's good that we started at 2-2. Bulls fans get used to 500. Don't get used to it because we are used to it because we are Bulls fans. We're gonna float around here all season.
Oh yeah.
You're not gonna be one of the worst teams in the East, I don't believe, unless
you're a rookie playing ball?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, well, playing ball.
Like, minutes?
Not first game. First game was frustrating. Mm-hmm. Playing, he's fine. I mean, the team is fine.
Josh Giddey. Booed in every court.
Yeah, he is booed in every court.
Booed in every court.
You know, he played pretty well last night, but like Josh Giddey showed some vision.
Dude, every game. Boo. Touches ball. Boo.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, you put yourself in that situation, even if nothing happened. I just basically, like, I'm going to continue to watch the Bulls because I love the Bulls. Like, I know Jose is big on the C Red train right now. I'd love to hear like a Bulls take from Jose sometime soon here. This is a 35. This is like a 45 win team. No, wait. What's 500? 41? This is like a 35 to 38 win team.
Standard.
Not going to be one of the worst teams.
That's actually playing.
I think that's actually
a playing game.
That's the edge of the play-in.
Yeah,
that's playing game. That's the eight. That's the
I think that's over on the win total for the season in Vegas, if I remember correctly. So
yeah, I think this. Vegas had us like in the 20s, didn't they?
Something like that.
28, I think.
I mean,
to be fair,
if Zach LaVine stays on the team, I think you'll flirt with like mid to high 30s wins. I said 45. That's fucking insane. Yeah, like the hope is Zach just continues to score, finds a way to limit the turnovers so he can jack up that trade value.
And you just dump him.
What you need to do is you need to just suck for Cooper Flagg.
Do you get firsts?
Yeah, I would say so. First
for who? Zach?
Zach.
In the future.
I mean, the hard part is
in fake years, like 2031.
Yeah.
If
we got a first.
Yeah.
4 years from now.
Yeah, I mean, if the rumor is real, apparently the Bulls were willing to, like, trade Zach LaVine if somebody would be willing to, like, take him and attach a first to it as well to, like, get rid of the contract and, like, be done with him. So
we're giving the first. Yeah. Sick.
Shout out basketball.
Did, like, so technically firsts, plural, there would be firsts involved.
An incredible negotiation tactic.
Mm-hmm. It's good stuff.
And and he's still on the team. It's insane. So, I don't know.
The Blackhawks did that a lot in the offseason. They, like, acquired players with first-round picks in exchange for, like, nothing. It's good stuff.
We'll figure out this Bulls season together. As these games roll, I'm going to just continually illegal stream, and we'll keep going. We'll see how it goes. See you, Red. Guys, I haven't asked you this in a while.
What you got for me?
You guys want to do a little Schmegmans?
Let's do
a little Schmegmans. Guys, we do a couple segments here at this part. We do who can or cannot dog sit for you, right? We go around and we give a name and basically who we all have dogs, right? Who could watch our dogs or who would say absolutely no fucking shot, you're not watching my dog. Who can or cannot dog sit for you, Dada Dale?
P. Diddy.
Fucking swinging can, to the fence.
Can dog sit for you?
Cannot. Oh, cannot.
Thanks for specifying.
Huh.
I don't think I need to add anything else. I think we can move on.
Jake, who can or cannot dog sit for you?
Not dog sitting for me is aspiring vice president candidate Tim Walz.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck that guy.
It's hilarious.
Talking about swinging votes. Tim Walz came out and was at some rally in Wisconsin. Said something along the lines of, basically just throwing shots at the Bears.
He said, leave it all out on the field.
Unlike the Bears. Something like that. That's fucked up.
Hey, they earned it.
It's fucked up. Playing to your crowd, I get it, but still, it's fucked up. Can't trust you. Cannot dog sit.
Dead to me.
It's fucked up.
Guys, who can or cannot dog sit for me? So not dog sitting for me.
Bunch of L's.
Jameson Williams. If He didn't see there's a warrant out for Jameson Williams' arrest, who is currently serving a 2-game suspension for PEDs, who also served, what was it, an 8-game suspension last year for gambling. So now, currently a warrant out for his arrest because he was pulled over recently and had a gun in his car. And apparently the cop let him go. And then some people started asking questions like, hey, I don't care who it was. Why did we let him go? So warrant, and they're going to pick him up. Jameson Williams, in his short time in the NFL, has already accomplished the Holy Trinity, the trifecta. Guns, PEDs, and gambling.
The Holy Trinity.
Hallelujah. Hi. Right? So Jameson Williams, you are not watching my dog. Guys, who can... No, wait.
No, not that guy.
Who is this week's not that guy? I will also not start Jake Cohn.
Not that guy is going to be whoever signed off on the Dwayne Wade statue.
Oh, it's tough.
It's bad, dude.
You talk about negligence. You either A, ordered it too late so that you, like, once it was completed, you couldn't be like, whoa, wrong. Not good. Or you did order it on time and you're like, you know what? Good job. Not bad. I don't know what the third option is, but yeah, not that guy. You can't fuck that up.
Can I pose a third
And this
option?
Happens all the time. Why does this happen all the time?
The poor Ronaldo statue.
The Ronaldo one.
Can I pose a third option to you?
Sure.
What if they went to the unveiling?
Uh-huh.
And the person that did the unveiling was actually a magician. And when he pulled the cloth off, there was nothing there. And everyone was like, oh, my God, what happened?
It's an interesting third option.
You know, like, and then they're like, what happened, Stash? And then they bought themselves a week.
See, I think this is easily solved here. I think we need to stop. I think statues are archaic.
Mm.
Statues are old, right?
So I just want to bring it back to the magic trick thing. Like, was there likes there?
They can't all be winners, brother.
Do you have a new idea?
So get a new idea,
statue.
Right? If we can put this one, you know, on the list.
Because honestly, they hardly ever look,
guys,
really good.
I watched Tupac do a Coachella set,
right,
in hologram version
from the grave.
Right.
Guys, we have technology again. 2024. We've been to the moon.
It's a miracle we
can do some of these things. Why don't you just stop using statues and start doing holograms?
Okay.
And make it like a...
Like an AI? Like it talks to me?
Like Harry Potter. Like, you know how it's like...
The pictures?
The pictures kind of screaming at
they
you.
They talk to you?
Yeah. Kind of the same thing, right?
Yeah, between
AI and holograms and everything else, why are we still fucking with statues? I'm sorry to eliminate a job like stone workers or whatever, a stone
bronze workers.
But like... Doc, just do holograms.
Unions.
Just do holograms.
Taking away union jobs. It's fucked up.
It's fucked up, dog.
This podcast is pro-union, all right? This podcast is...
Just not like for our interns.
Yeah, no, not at all. You guys better not unionize.
So...
Is that everybody? No, Dale?
Not that guy this week. I wanted to do a more fun one, but Shane Waldron is just... You got to do better. There's multiple head scratchers, and our coaching staff in general just did a poor job. So not that guy this week is the Bears coaching staff.
Sammy Stats, not that guy this week. I forgot. Sammy Stats sent us some on his deathbed. So shout out to the kid.
Hey.
This week's not that guy. Ooh. Oh, okay. I read the rest of it. This week's not that guy is the Catholic Church.
Nice.
They've now found a way to fuck my favorite football team, and I'm disgusted. What do we do Hail Marys for anyways? And then who's dog sitting for Sammy Stats? Dog sitting for Sammy Stats is Bradley Bozeman. You guys seen the clip? Embodying that Saints. Yeah, that's a mean fucking offensive.
He's gator rolling,
Waller, dude. Love that shit. Guys, anything else?
Honorable mention?
Sure. Who's
that? Jay Cutler.
Oh, damn, Jay. That's a tough one.
It was
one.
Bound to happen.
It truly
Surprised
was.
Surprised it hadn't happened to this point.
It was bound to happen.
Honestly impressed it hadn't happened to this point.
Rough mugshot, dude. From a guy who was always real pretty, rough mugshot.
Smoking yeah. Jay.
He tried to pay somebody $2,000. I think that's a low number. I think that's
low ball,
Jay's,
low offer.
That's Jay's issue.
It's a low offer.
Yeah. Jay,
because you probably, have money.
You got to start at five.
Well, he probably offered him like $2,000 and he's driving like whatever fucking like.
Did they say what he hit? What he bumped into?
He had another car.
Right, I know, but did he say what type of car?
No, I don't know.
Because it depends, like.
Well, and he had guns, so it's like.
Yeah, but I'm sure the guy he hit had a gun. It's Tennessee.
That's fair. That's
they
fair.
All have a gun.
They actually had a shootout. We just weren't made privy to that.
You good?
All right, we should call somebody. Yeah, Jay. Poor Jay.
Poor Jay. Poor Jay.
Honorable mention also, since we're just talking about, like, things we've missed, Dan Bernstein, just for that whole like Barstool Eddie, like Bernstein.
Oh, that hadn't happened, I guess.
That
yeah,
hadn't
been,
happened. Yeah,
it's been 8 weeks.
Yeah, it's been 8 weeks. It's,
yeah, that dude.
That guy's fucking miserable. But that was awesome.
I can't stand him. That's why, honestly, it's one of the reasons I can't listen to 670. It's just like half the hosts just drive me insane.
Enjoy them.
The
that being said, we have Cap, so I could also see the other side of the argument.
I do appreciate Hood though. He tries to hold him accountable.
He attempts to.
He tries.
Is such a professional. Like Hoodie is such a pro when it comes to like even just like intros and like transitions and like dude, that dude's a gem. Guys, anything else?
Illinois School of Broadcasting.
That's shout out.
Sorry.
All right, guys, that is going to be a wrap on episode 107. We will see you guys back here next week. We'll break down the Bears-Cardinals game. We will look ahead to Bears-Patriots. Hopefully, Sammy Stats finds a way to shake this bug. I'm so stoked to be back.
This was a long one.
How long was it? 2 hours?
Not quite.
All right, then we're back.
Say when. Say when.
Say when.
Say when. Say when.
About Bear.
See Red. Bear down. Love you guys.
Bears.
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 Jake's getting ready to hand out candy corn on Thursday.
It's bad. It's so bad. They don't win. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger.
But she ain't messing with no Richard Seymour. Get down, girl. Go ahead, get down. The boys are back.
Not that guy.
How big are you on sports? Not that guy.
I need to put notes on that.
Right. Oral Roberts, yep. Man.
I'm drunk.
Drunk.
Bears.
It's looking more like Jake might have been right, but do I know anything about that man? Absolutely not going into that, right?
You don't have a choice.
No, that's not what I said.
Okay. Feel me mine.
I watched all the tape. Watched all the tape.
To say where you work, but and then get the hell out of the chair.
The best friends in the whole world.
Go Cavs. Especial.
Not that guy.
Marcos disagrees.
Sean's legally blind.
Let him up. You dumb bitch.
It's Malort.
What if he wants to be here?
What? Yeah. I rode with him for 3 weeks, dude.
Well. Football guys. Really fast.
I need it in like 15 seconds, though.
Yeah, your face is too narrow.
That guy.
Dude, I love and celebrating.
Malort's on the table.
We doing our best to put out as much as we can put out.
I'll hang up and listen to your response.